With more than 40% of the vote, former Vice President Joe Biden came out on top in Tennessee's primary Tuesday night. Damage from early morning tornadoes in Middle Tennessee kept polling locations in Nashville open until 10 o'clock p.m. Still, as WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, Biden claimed an early victory over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Statewide, Biden beat Sanders and his more centrist rival, Michael Bloomberg, by double digits. Here in Shelby County, the state's largest Democratic voting base, Biden captured nearly 50% of the vote. He had over twice as many votes as Sanders, who led Bloomberg by a small margin. That's despite Bloomberg's significant investment of time and marketing in Memphis, with two campaign stops and a flood of campaign ads. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren came in a distant fourth. Some local supporters complained that her name appeared on the second page of Shelby County's ballot behind Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, both of whom already dropped out of the race. Combined, the three candidates accounted for a little over 10% of the statewide vote. The head of Shelby County's Democratic Party, Michael Harris, says Biden had an edge in Tennessee and Shelby County going into the race, given his popularity with African American and older voters. Harris says the party should now start to rally around their nominee for the November election.
We share similar values, and that the candidates that are running as Democrats are candidates that we can believe in and that we can trust.
But some Sanders supporters say they'll struggle to shift their vote to Biden if Bernie loses nationally. Here's Memphis voter Stephen Baggett.
I think the type of change that I want to see, especially within the Democratic Party, where I want it to shift, is the issues that Bernie Sanders have brought to the table. Biden doesn't bring anything new to that.
Biden won all of the southern states that held primaries Tuesday, including North Carolina, Arkansas, Alabama, and Virginia. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.